fall staffs, fellows, and I'm looking forward to hearing three segments they're going to do in preview of their performances that are taking place as part of Pittsburgh's Shakespeare in the Park series. Let's meet everybody we have here so far. I've figured out who everybody is, but I'm going to still let them introduce themselves to you, and we'll start over here. Good morning.
Good morning.
And you can just tell us, your name, where you go to school, maybe what grade you're in, or how old you are.
All right. I'm Claire. I'm homeschooled, and I'm in 11th grade.
Terrific. And what kinds of subjects do you like particularly?
Definitely art.
And you must, do you make art?
Yeah. I do a lot of professional art stuff.
What have you, tell us about some of the work you've done.
Well, a lot of commissions, and I did a mural in Beachview in a building to help sort of revitalize the area.
That's really fantastic. What are murals? So I'm curious if there's a specialty area that you have, Claire, or
mainly sketching and painting, but that's really my favorite stuff to do.
That's great. I mean, to be getting commissions too, it doesn't get much better than that. Is there anybody you'd like to say hello to who might be listening?
Well, my dad and my brother who are camping right now. My grandparents, especially my grandma, who's recovering from surgery, and any friends who might be listening.
Well, great. Well, thank you, Claire. And next up, we have Sophia. Good morning.
Good morning.
I'll let you define yourself however you choose.
Okay, I'm a junior at Winchester Thurston, and I also like art, and I like writing as well.
Excellent. Anybody you'd like to say hello to?
My mom and my friend Wells and any other of my friends who are listening.
Great. I saw Dr. Naragon the other night, who you probably have for social studies, or maybe that's next year.
He's not my social studies teacher, but he's actually my advisor.
Oh, so. That's great. He's a good guy. He and I ran into each other at a screening of a new film coming out on August Wilson, it was a reminder of how much I've enjoyed working with folks at Winchester Thurston. Rhiannon, good morning to you.
Hi.
And tell me about yourself.
Well, I'm in 8th grade at Kappa, and I do musical theater there.
That means you're a Chris Latta person, maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought so. And are there any plays coming up at all that you'll be part of?
Well, there's the school musical.
Yeah, do you know what it is yet?
Yeah, it's Annie.
Oh, very nice. Oh, you could be good in that role. Or are they going to use a little kid?
Well, they already casted it. And they double cast it, and I'm one of the Annies.
All right. I could, doesn't she seem like an Annie? You've got sort of, not as red as Claire's hair, but kind of the right build for that part. That's fantastic. What neighborhood do you live in?
Highland Park.
And do you want to say hello to anybody?
Hi, Mom.
Mom, hello to, I almost said Annie's mom. Hello to Rhiannon's mom. And let's say hello to the next person who's sitting right next to you. And this is Lydia. Good morning.
Hello.
And tell us about yourself.
I'm homeschooled too, and I'm a junior. And I like to do art too. I actually made some buttons that Pittsburgh Shakespeare in the Park are selling at their show.
Oh, that's great. You did the art for them and then did you use a button maker?
Yeah.
That's great. How hard is it to use a button maker?
Not very hard, actually.
You don't get tired, like, cranking them all out or anything?
Well, if you do enough buttons, you do.
I sometimes wonder about that because I think it would be, you have to have a really good one too. They're not inexpensive, I know. And anybody to say hello to? We said hello to your, or no, we didn't say hello to anybody yet. We said hello to Rhiannon's mom just a minute ago. But
I'd like to say hello to everyone who was in Falstaff's Fellows in the past because we don't have all the members that we did when we started out.
Well, that's a nice thing to do.
And especially to Grace and Andrew, who have been in almost every show but aren't in this one.
Are they in college now, or have they just
Andrew
moved on?
Andrew is, but Grace is just really busy right now.
Well, Grace, I hope you're listening. I hope you'll come back. You too, Andrew. And then Jonathan is here. Hello.
Hello.
And tell me about yourself.
Well, I am homeschooled. I'm in sixth grade, and my favorite subject is everything but math.
Interesting.
I just do, you know, occasional sketches and maybe write some flash fiction here and there, but, you know, nothing too much.
What's flash fiction?
It is a quick story about a universe you do not really want to commit to and you just, like, thought up in your head.
Interesting. That sounds like fun. If you were to read a piece of flash fiction aloud, how long would it take, do you think?
It depends on the flash fiction. They're usually no more than like maybe 10 to 5 pages.
Okay, so it would be pretty quick,
yeah.
Like a novella or a short story.
Uh-huh.
Cool. Do you want to say hello to anybody?
Hello to past people and Gracie and Andrew.
Excellent. And let me explain. Falstaff Fellows is part of Shakespeare in the Park. You'll be able to see Falstaff's Fellows at a number of performances. In particular, I'm looking here, the next performance coming up. It looks like we have September 20th at Schenley Park at 2 o'clock, Flagstaff Hill. There'll be a 45-minute kids' version of As You Like It presented by Falstaff's Fellows. That will be at 1 o'clock, and then the play, the conventional play is at 2 o'clock, so Falstaff's Fellows at 1, and then As You Like It by the actors at 2 o'clock, the other actors. And then they also are going to do the very same thing on September 28th at Frick Park at 1 o'clock and 2 o'clock. And you can probably tell us even more about this. I'll let you introduce yourself and how you came up with all of this.
I'm Catherine Aceto. I run Falstaff's Fellows. And what I ended up with was a number of my own two children, Lydia and Jonathan, and their friends who were very interested in Shakespeare and would like to perform. And I have a relationship with some of the Pittsburgh Shakespeare in the Parks people, and I suggested that we do a short children's version as an opener. One of the wonderful things about Shakespeare in the Parks is that you can take young children. It's outside. They can watch. They can squirm. They can run around for a bit and come back. So as an introduction, it really can't get any better than that. And what we provide is almost like an overture. You see the whole show. You get some of the great lines. You have an understanding of what's going on so that you can, at whatever age, take in however much of the main stage performance is appropriate for that kid at that age. So it works out really well for everyone concerned, I think.
Yeah, and I should mention, I mentioned the Falstaff's Fellows performances, but indeed there are also performances today, 2 o'clock, right here on the north side, Allegheny Commons West Park, with Alan Irvin doing a storytelling at 1:40, just before the 2 o'clock performance. And tomorrow at Arsenal Park with Alan, again at 1:40, and at 2 o'clock. These are all part of the Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania park systems. And it's wonderful. Every Saturday and Sunday in September, Shakespeare in the Park with As You Like It. You can go to PittsburghShakespeare.com for more details. Now, we've got a scene or two, so let's maybe set up the first scene, and I'll let you help me do that, Kathy.
Okay. First, we're going to give a short synopsis so that you have an overview of how the play goes, and then we'll do three very short sections. So the synopsis, read by Lydia.
Okay. The play takes place at the court and in the Forest of Arden. In the court, the old duke has been banished by the new duke. The old duke now lives in the Forest of Arden with a band of his friends. Back in the court, Rosalind, the old duke's daughter, is comforted by her best friend and cousin Celia. Rosalind meets a man named Orlando and they fall in love at first sight, but her joy does not last because she is kicked out of the court by the new duke, Celia's father. Rosalind and Celia, in the company of Touchstone, the court's fool, both run away to the Forest of Arden, trying to find Rosalind's father. Celia disguises herself as a peasant, and Rosalind disguises herself as a man, calling herself Ganymede. Meanwhile, Orlando leaves his own home after a fight with his older brother and heads to the Forest of Arden as well. While Orlando is in the forest, he writes love poems about Rosalind and places them in trees. Rosalind meets Orlando, but he does not recognize her. Rosalind decides to trick him and does not tell him who she is. Instead, she says that she can cure him of his love by pretending to be Rosalind and responding with cruelty. Orlando accepts the offer and calls Ganymede Rosalind, unaware that he is talking to the real Rosalind. While all this is happening, the new duke and his friends lounge in the forest, enjoying their calm lives away from the court, and a foolish man named Silvius tries to win the love of the cruel Phoebe. In the end, everyone will meet and sort out the confusion around them, and Orlando will find Rosalind.
So that gives you a basic overview of what happens. It's very funny. There are many little plot twists that happen on the way through that. Our first scene is going to be where the new duke banishes Rosalind and Celia.
Look, here comes the duke.
With his eyes full of anger.
Mistress, dispatch you with your safest haste and get you from our court.
Me, uncle?
You, cousin. Within these 10 days, if thou be found so near as 20 miles, thou diest for it.
I do beseech your grace. Let me the knowledge of my fault bear with me. Never so much as in a thought unborn did I offend your highness.
Thus do all traitors. They are as innocent as grace itself. Let it suffice thee that I trust thee not.
Yet your mistrust cannot make me a traitor.
Thou art thy father's daughter. There's enough.
Treason is not inherited, my lord.
Pronounce that sentence, then, on me, my liege. I cannot live out of her company.
You are a fool! You, niece, provide yourself, if you outstay the time. Upon mine honor, and in the greatness of my word, you die.
That was an excellent scene that you just had a chance to hear, and it featured Sophia and Rhiannon and Jonathan. What's next?
Okay, next, in the Forest of Arden, Jaques, one of the men, muses on how the world is like a stage.
And who will be in this scene?
This is Lydia as Jaques.
All the world's a stage, and all the men and women merely players? They have their exits and their entrances, and one man in his time plays many parts? His acts being 7 ages. At first, the infant, mewling and puking in the nurse's arms. Ugh. Then the whining schoolboy, with his satchel and shining morning face, creeping like snail unwillingly to school. And then the lover, sighing like furnace, with a woeful ballad made to his mistress's eyebrow. Then a soldier, full of strange oaths and bearded like the pard, jealous in honor, sudden and quick in quarrel, seeking the bubble reputation even in the cannon's mouth. And then the justice, in fair round belly, with good cape and lined, with eyes severe and beard of formal cut, full of wise saws and modern instances, and so he plays his part. The sixth age shifts into the lean and slippered pantaloon, with spectacles on nose and pouch on side, his youthful hose, well saved, a world too wide for his shrunk shank, and his big manly voice turning again towards childish treble, pipes and whistles in his sound. Last scene of all that ends this strange eventful history is second childishness and mere oblivion. Sans teeth, sans eyes, sans taste, sans everything.
That was beautifully done, Lydia. And then we have a final scene now that I think is going to feature Rhiannon and Claire, Rhiannon and Sophia. Okay.
In this scene.
Hang on just 1 second. Go ahead.
In this scene, Orlando has written some love poetry and placed it about the forest. So Rosaline is finding and reading the poetry, and Touchstone is making up his own version.
From the east to western end, no jewel is like Rosalind. Her worth, being mounted on the wind, through all the world bears
Rosalind. All the pictures fairest lined are but black to Rosalind. Let no face be kept in mind but the fair of Rosalind.
For a taste. If a heart do lack a hind, let him seek out Rosalind. Winter garments must be lined, so must slender Rosalind. Sweetest nut hath sourest rind. Such a nut is Rosalind. This is a very false gallop of verses. Why do you infect yourself with them?
The Saturday Light Brigade will recap everything for you coming up. In fact, we'll talk with all the kids again in a minute. But Pittsburgh Shakespeare in the Park taking place, I mentioned today and tomorrow, Allegheny Commons West Park and Arsenal Park and the North Side and Lawrenceville, respectively, Allen Irvin at 1:40. And then the play at 2 o'clock. Next week, both performances are in Schenley Park, with the Falstaff Fellows at 1 o'clock on the 20th, and the main play at 2 o'clock. On the 21st, Alan will talk, do storytelling at 1:40, followed by the play at 2. Venture Outdoors will do a hike before the show as well. On the 27th, the play returns to Frick Park. Alan at 2:10, Alan Irvin again doing storytelling before the Frick Park show. And Falstaff's Fellows on the 28th at 2 o'clock at 1. So for the Fellows, if you want to meet them and see them and have kids enjoy their shows, it's 1 o'clock at Schenley Park, Saturday the 20th. And on Sunday the 28th, also 1 o'clock at Frick Park. And I wanted to be sure that you guys all sounded great. Did anybody want to mention something I may have missed? Or that you may maybe wanted to say that you didn't get a chance to say? Sophia?
I wanted to give a shout-out to Carrie, because I forgot to say that earlier.
Hi, Carrie. Shout-out to you. Where's Carrie from?
She goes to my school.
Oh,
so
great.
Here.
And your school is, again, what school?
Winchester Thurston.
Ah, how could I forget? We're talking about Dr. Narragon. I don't remember much.
And if you go to the Pittsburgh Shakespeare in the Park's website, at the top, it says Kids Version, which is how you can get to us. We also have two shows in October at local libraries. So if you can't get a chance to see us in the park, and I really recommend it in the park because you can stay for the main stage show, we do two other performances, Mount Lebanon on October 4th and Robinson Township on October 11th.
And we must. We have a late-breaking bulletin from Rhiannon in here. What's up, Rhiannon?
Oh, I was really nervous before, so I forgot to mention my brother and my dad, and also my grandparents, so hello.
You didn't seem nervous to me, but...
yeah, I was.
How many years have you been going to Kappa now?
This is my third year, so I'm in eighth grade.
And you like it?
Yeah.
You must like it since you've been there. Anybody else mean to say something that they didn't say? Does anybody want to retract anything they did say? So we're okay. Well, congratulations. Good luck on your performances next week. Know that you always have a place here to express yourselves and get involved. And we really appreciate your being here. Falstaff's Fellows. And you can go to PittsburghShakespeare.com to get additional information about their performances. Broadcasting live. Is there any other way? From historic Allegheny Square in the Children's Museum of Pittsburgh. Along